After generations of war and isolation, Southeast Asia's best-kept secret is beginning to open up to the world. Laos is a nation of breathtaking beauty and enigmatic mystery. It is developing quickly, but still has much of the tradition that is rapidly disappearing elsewhere in the region. But what is this nation of chilled-out inhabitants and magnificent flora and fauna really like? Discover the secrets of this landlocked mountainous country, covered by unspoilt tropical forests, patterned with rice fields lying on the fertile floodplain of the Mekong River. From vegetables to fruit, spices and cotton, this is a truly bountiful land. But there is a darker side to Laos, a troubled, bloody history, and a people struggling to come to terms with its past. Come with us to the very heart of Laos, Geography Unlimited, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. If you're ready to say goodbye to the harsh chill of winter and hello to the warmth and gentle breezes of a tropical paradise, then make tracks to the frozen food aisle at your nearest TK Superstore in celebration of National Frozen Food Month. When you use your TK Supercard between now and March 31st, you'll automatically be entered to win a 4-day, 3-night getaway to the beautiful Caribbean. Just imagine, instead of shoveling snow, you could be building sandcastles on the beach. So here's your chance to get out of the cold and get into the heat with a Caribbean vacation from TK Superstore and our frozen food partners. See customer service for a no-purchase form of entry. For more info or recipes, visit tksuperstore.com. Celebrate National Frozen Food Month throughout March. TK Superstore, make your life easier. Take a look at this piece of paper. It's a certificate, and it states that the owner is free of both vermin and scabies. Soldiers needed these certificates before being allowed to go out of the line. Keeping clean while being stationed in the trenches could be a challenge, and sometimes rations were so scarce that men would keep a small drop of tea in the bottom of their cups to use as water for shaving. Military rations varied, but were likely to include corned beef, tinned meat or vegetable stew, and these biscuits. They were large, big square biscuits, like the dog biscuits that you see today. They were nutritious, and in many cases replaced bread, which was very, very scarce. Many of the young men who enlisted came from the slums of the big cities, and even though a soldier's rations weren't particularly luxurious, some of them would have been better fed in the army than they were at home.
Bus!
No, oh, what is it, Triton?
There's a problem low down in the tower, Bus!
Could you be a little more specific, or do I have to eat you like my last Triton?
Eat me, sure! You're really gonna do that? I don't believe you!
I will. Just get on with it!
Okay. We've got superheroes in the tower!
Superheroes? Are you sure?
At that point, 4 lycra-clad superheroes burst through the door.
Stop your evil ways, Triton and Triton's boss. We are superheroes and we've come to save the universe.
With that, a terrible battle ensues. Use your game console to determine the outcome. Do not hold back, otherwise we all may be doomed.